Good evening. We're doing our class Judaism head to toe, and we're going to move on to the heart. We're going to talk a little bit about pikuach nefesh. We have a mitzvah of nishmatim od lenafshotechem. Watch yourself very much. The Torah uses the word me'od very much, and this teaches us that we have to take care of ourselves. It says, "Lo'olam al yikanesa yachnis adam atzmo limkom sakana." A person should not put himself in a place of danger, because if a person puts himself in a place of danger, who knows if he will come out safe? And even if he comes out safe, so the Gemara says, in heaven it costs him something. He loses merits from it, and that's what Yaakov Avinu says. Katonti mikol chasadim u'mikol amet asher asita et avdecha. I've been diminished by all the kindness you have done on my behalf. And from here, the Gemara says a person should not climb a rickety ladder, sulam ra'ua. A person should not go on a faulty bridge. A person should not, the Gemara says, walk under trees that can fall during the windy season. Don't put yourself in states of danger, or in modern terminology, don't drive a car without wearing a seatbelt. Don't drive after you've drank. I had a ride with Rav Listman after the wedding Thursday night. We started going. And then I asked him, "Rabbi, did you drink?" That's not a nice question to ask, right? But we have a mitzvah. And the mitzvah says, watch yourself. So Rav Listman said to me, "Well, I drank water, and I drank some more water, and that's about it." So, okay. Why did I ask? Because it was late at night, and we had been at the wedding for a very long time. There was a lot of alcohol going around, and I've had the experience of going with people who are dear to me who had drank alcohol. And I decided that I'd rather be safe than be foolish. Now, what the halacha teaches us is that even if everything works out okay, you made it out safely, if you were in a state of danger, you should know you lost. Chazal say when a person puts himself in a state of danger, so in Shemayim they say, let's check, does he have the merits to make it out alive? And if he has the merits, then he loses some. And they say, okay, we'll let him get out safely. So people sometimes say, you see, I was okay. You see, so what if I drank a shot or two? You see, I was okay. We made it out safely. I didn't see anything. Maybe it was luck. Or maybe it was their bone show. I'm taking away some of your merits to make sure you made it out safely. Our responsibility is not to do that. So let's discuss some applications. And this touches on pets. Amen. So we know the story of Siegfried and Roy. That everything went well until it didn't go well. Right? So for years they were playing around with lions and tigers, and everything went great, and they had a great show until they didn't. Which one is it, Siegfried or Roy? Who's till today wounded? And then there was the guy who used
crocodile
to
hunter.
The crocodile hunter, and there's the guy who took pictures of grizzlies. He worked for National Geographic. He would videotape the grizzlies. So the last thing we have of him is the recording of them eating him alive. Right?
But is this considered danger if it's your mitzvah?
I don't know. Let's analyze it. You know, at the end of the day, he died. And Siegfried and Roy, at the end of the day, they lost it. And you have the same thing with the daredevils on the motorcycles.
Would you say the same for a person that played basketball and died before?
Why? What's dangerous of basketball?
Heart attack. You know,
really? So I don't know enough about basketball. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying that. I don't know. Could you cut Daniel a piece? Ah, okay. We're not supposed to endanger ourselves, which means we don't take unnecessary risks. If the road is slick, then we shouldn't be driving fast. And there are things which it's up to us to decide if it's dangerous or not. The halacha isn't always there to tell me, is this road dangerous to drive on? If I know that they used to have a turn in Cleveland, there was a highway that would go like really, really fast. There was a highway. And then at some point, the highway had a 90-degree turn. And they had a name for it. I don't remember, a devil's turn or something, where that you had warning signs for like a mile beforehand. Slow down. You're approaching this huge turn, right? You don't expect on a highway to turn 90 degrees, but for whatever reason, that's how the highway ran. A person could say, I'll wing it. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. We're not supposed to endanger ourselves. So that's a rule. The idea of parnassah, so it does say in Halacha that for parnassah, you're allowed to climb trees. You're allowed to do certain things. You know, working in construction has certain dangers. People fall in construction. People do get killed. You know, part of what they calculate when they calculate the cost of construction is also the cost of the people that will get wounded in the process. It's part of the calculation. So we are allowed to do things for our livelihood, which involve a certain amount of risk. That's each person will have to ask when if they're considering something like that. You know, what's the amount of risk, and whether it's within the realm of what's permissible or prohibited. But the general rule is we avoid it. We do not approach it the way many foolish people approach it, and they say, "There's a day I'm meant to die, and if my day hasn't come, then nothing bad could happen to me." That's not true. Chazal teach us not that way. A person can't do a daredevil stunt over a cliff and say, "Well, if I make it, then I was supposed to live, and if not, then I would have died even without the stunt." Well, who says? Sometimes Hashem says, depending on your hishtadlut, it's up to you. Sometimes in heaven they say, you're supposed to live to the age of 120 if you take care of yourself. But if you eat foods high in cholesterol, you do foolish things, after that, it's your responsibility. I've given you the capacity to live to 120. Now it's up to you. So when a person's born, there's the time that's allotted him. But he can shorten it. He can lengthen it by doing mitzvot, by doing things right. He could also shorten it by doing things that are wrong, and also by doing things that are foolish. People sometimes say, "I'm not worried. I'm not worried if there are bullets flying, because every bullet has its mark." Who told you that? Who said you're allowed to do that? Our rule is we're not supposed to endanger ourselves. Okay, so now that means no one's going to eat monosodium glutamate. Everyone's going to check these packets and say, "Wait a second, is there MSG here?" I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see monosodium glutamate here. But at any rate, there's a range which is okay. Meaning, there's a range that everyone does, and that's okay. We have a rule called Shomer Petayim Hashem. Hashem takes care of us in areas that we're all foolish. There are things that we're all foolish about. There are things we don't know. And we do them. The Gemara says there are times of day where drinking can be dangerous. There are times where it's very unhealthy to drink. The Gemara says, but we all don't pay attention to that. Yeah, Shemot Tayim Hashem, we don't know how to watch ourselves from that. So there's a range. And here we come to the question of Hishtadlut. How much effort do I have to take? Do I have to take an ultrasound every day? Does a person have to get tested every day for every type of disease? We say the range is whatever is considered normal where we live. If the normalcy is, you take this many ultrasounds, you do these many tests, if what doctors recommend is this range, so I live with what's considered the norm where I live. It could be that 200 years ago, people didn't do all these tests. Who checked their cholesterol at age 50? Who did a stress test at age 45? But today, the doctors say, by doing these tests, we can help keep you healthier for longer. They've proven themselves, right? Our age of living has extended, so I'm supposed to do that. I'm supposed to live within the range of what modern medicine says is healthy. And we're going to conclude with our approach to medicine. And our approach is that the doctors know what they're talking about. We don't believe they're God. We don't believe they're prophets. We don't believe they're infallible. They make mistakes, but at the end of the day, they know what they're talking about. So you want to get a second opinion, that's a great idea. We're always for getting a second opinion. No reason to go by one doctor. Maybe the second doctor will have insights the first one didn't. But at the end of the day, we do accept the doctor's opinions. We do work with what the doctors tell us. If the doctors say it's recommended to get a certain vaccine, we recommend getting the vaccine. We don't walk around and say, "I saw a YouTube video that says that there's so many cases of A, B, C, or D." Depends on which YouTube video you saw, and it's all because of the vaccines. We say medicine has proven itself. Bottom line, we don't have polio. Almost don't have polio today. There are many things. We don't have smallpox today. There are many things we don't have today. So we consult with a good doctor, and if the doctor recommends it, you can get a second opinion. But at the end of the day, we work with the recommendations of modern medicine because our assumption is that they have our best interest at heart, and their research is it works. Now, can you say it's a mitzvah, it's an aveira? It's a little hard where you draw the line. Where do we say it's correct hishtadlut? It's the correct attempt to stay healthy. Does every person have to get a flu shot? I don't think you could say every person has to get a flu shot. Might be recommended. Might be a good idea. But is it a must? I don't think you can say it's a must. It hasn't. It's not on the range. If you don't do it, you're risking your life. Should every person say, I don't eat anything that's high in cholesterol? I don't know if that's such a big deal. You know, the doctors say at a certain age, at a certain range, take care of your cholesterol. I'm saying there's a range of normalcy. And we don't tell the person, you're doing wrong because you're eating sweets. You have to have a balanced diet. And a little bit of sweets doesn't kill anyone. It's unhealthy? No. Say that. We don't have to be health nuts. The halacha doesn't tell me, do everything perfectly to the T and be a health nut. The halacha does say, don't do things that are risky. Don't do things that you know will harm your health. In the long run, you know, drinking two beers a day is going to destroy your liver. You know that smoking is harmful to your health. You know that drinking wine excessively is harmful to your health. Okay, so there are things I know I should shift away from them. There are things we understand. They're unhealthy and we have to veer away from them. Okay, so that's in terms of taking care of our health. I believe that students of Mechon Meir should not quit smoking. Why? Because when you come to Mechon Meir, you're dealing with so many changes, it's hard to take on another change and quit smoking at the same time. Get used to eating kosher, get used to keeping Shabbos, get used to doing all the mitzvot, and in time, realize that you have to work on quitting smoking. But to say, I'm going to change my whole life, and I'm going to quit smoking at the same time, I'm not sure that's smart. I'm not sure that can work. In the long run, yeah, work on quitting smoking. In the short run, don't make too many changes overnight. Doesn't work. Yes? They do what?
Parents that have kippahs that hold kids in school. So it doesn't matter. That person is there.